Quincy Animal Shelter has a fundraiser coming up this coming Saturday at the Quincy Historical Society. You are invited to join them with Dave McClellan presenting the charitable series called Concert in Your Living Room. So, Shelter President Sandra Sines and Celeste McLean are joining me here right now to tell us a little bit more about it. So, ladies, first of all, welcome. Thanks for spending some time with us. Appreciate the opportunity to learn more about this.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
Yep, you're very welcome. It's a busy time, Sandra, I know, at the shelter these days as you're preparing to move into the new facility, right?
Yes. It's still a tentative date, but it's looking like March 24th will be the day that we start to move from East Quantum Street to our new fabulous location.
Okay, and there'll be a soft opening, I'm guessing, and then a bigger event probably later.
Yeah, probably mid to late April, we'll have a soft opening and then eventually a ribbon cutting ceremony and a grand opening celebration once the weather gets a little nicer and we're all settled in.
Okay. So if you could, Sandra, tell me a little bit about this event that's coming up. Honestly, it's the first I had heard of this artist or of this fundraiser.
So Celeste is here. Celeste is one of our longtime volunteers, and she presented a fabulous idea for something different. We had an event a long time ago at the Quincy Historical Society. We had a wine tasting several years ago that was a great success. So when Celeste presented this concert in your living room to be held at the Quincy Historical Society, we thought it was a fabulous idea because that's a wonderful venue to have an event. And Celeste is a very gifted classical guitar player herself, so it seemed like a perfect opportunity for her to get involved with this event. And we're really excited about it because, like I said, it's something different and it's really important to offer events for everybody who loves animals or who loves music. So we think this is going to be great, but Celeste has all the details.
Well, thanks, Sandra. This is a combination of two loves of mine, classical guitar and animals. And Dave McClellan is it lives in Harvard, Massachusetts, and Dave founded Concert in Your Living Room in 1998. And Concert in Your Living Room is a way to raise funds for any concern that you would like. Typically, this might happen in your own living room as a house concert, but he has also done it at small venues like at the Quincy Historical Society, who has been lovely in offering us this space. And one of our volunteers, longtime volunteer Anne McCarthy, works at the Quincy Historical Society. So she too has been instrumental in helping to get this together. And Dave was, by his own words, raised by what he calls a pathological fundraiser. And so it's in his blood. So Concert in Your Living Room is his way of helping to raise funds. He's done various organizations. It's a little hard to read the program right now, but one of them, for example, has been Animal Rescue League. And so on Saturday, he will be presenting for us a really beautiful program of music that spans centuries. It includes some music from the 15th century and moves into contemporary screen and recorded music, say Over the Rainbow, Embryonic Journey, which was done by Jefferson Airplane, and the Cavatina from The Deer Hunter, and ends with some female composers, including Clarice Assad, a sister of the very well-known Assad brothers. And Dave's a fantastic guitarist. He's a wonderful musician. And he has a particular gift, as it were, of also being able to explain to an audience what the music is about. And it adds a lot of depth to every program. I'm a trained musician and guitarist for many years myself, and I learn something every time I hear Dave. So we're hoping it's going to be definitely a beautiful program. I'm hoping people will really enjoy it. We'll have a very small reception afterwards where people can ask Dave their questions, and very excited, definitely very excited about this event.
Do you know Celeste, does Mr. McClellan play guitar professionally for an orchestra or a band?
Well, guitarists typically don't belong to orchestras, but there are many guitar concerti, and he has played concertos with local orchestras. So he is retired from his work, but he does play professionally and has a very busy concert schedule coming up. And so we're lucky enough to have him on Saturday.
It sounds like he and you share the same passion for music and animals.
Yes, the dog that you see on our promotional flyer and information is his dog Howie. He did not come from Quincy Animal Shelter, but he is an adopted rescued dog. Dave has done that for a long time. He has a particular fondness for pitties. He and his wife Jeanette also have cats that they have adopted from shelters. And so Dave is distinctly an animal lover as well. Dave and I both serve on the board of the Classical Guitar, the Boston Classical Guitar Society, and we've known each other about 10 years.
Okay, all right. How about yourself, Celeste? Do you play professionally in an orchestra?
Oh no, I'm not a professional. Call me a relatively high level, amateur. My training is in music in a couple of different disciplines and had a long hiatus for a little while and then came back to playing a number of years ago. I have played with mandolin orchestras as a guitarist. Right now I'm just kind of enjoying the mixing of these two worlds. It's a lot of fun. I've been in to play for the animals once in a while, as a matter of fact.
I was going to ask that actually. I think music could be soothing, I'm sure, for animals.
It's interesting when I've done it, the cats just sit there quite quietly listening, and the dogs really calm down. It's almost weird.
Yeah.
But our volunteers make a point of trying to play music for the animals, especially, recorded music, for the dogs in particular. But when I've played live for them, it benefits me. I get extra practice. And they do seem to kind of chill a little bit and enjoy the sound, the vibrations of live music, as it were.
Yeah. How did you first get involved with the shelter?
My pet sitter was a longtime volunteer for the animal shelter, and I was really inspired by her, Margaret Kinsella. She talked about the work she did. She also fostered kittens, and I thought, that's something I'd like to do.
Very good. And how long has it been for you?
Gee, it's going on, it'll be 4 years at the end of this coming summer.
Okay, so what does it mean for you as a volunteer to be getting a new Quincy Animal Shelter?
Oh, I can speak for everybody. We're all delighted. We're all really looking forward to it very, very much. It was great to move to Squantum Street, and we're just very eager to go to the new location.
Sure.
Sandra knows. We're all
Yeah.
so excited.
Very excited.
Definitely.
Yeah, Sandra, I know we talked about this not too long ago, but there's going to be a little bit of kind of transition period, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean it's definitely going to be a big transition for us, but it's all good. Like it's a good problem to have. We will be moving the week of March 24th, if everything stays on schedule, and we anticipate it'll probably take 2 to 3 weeks for us to get set up. We need to bring the volunteers over in small groups, to give them a tour and a reorientation because a lot of our processes are going to have to change simply because of the geography and size of the new building. Everything's going to feel very different, but it's going to be amazing. It really is a show place. So I hope, the city should be very proud of what they put together. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and of course, the biggest change really will be the expansion and adoption hours, right?
Yes. So we're very excited that we will be, once everything is settled, and I'm going to say this will probably be beginning of May, we'll be open from Tuesday to Saturday from 11 to 4. So
Yeah.
for public access for the shelter, the building will be open longer hours, for city business, but we're just really excited to be able to expand our hours for the public to increase the amount of days that people can come in and just, take a look at the animals, drop off donations, just learn about us. Volunteers will be able to come in and fill out an application right in the lobby. So I think there's just going to be a lot more public access, which we're really excited about.
Sure. Now, the funds raised from this particular event on Saturday, will they go to any place in particular at the shelter?
We haven't, I do not have not designated it as such, certainly.
Okay.
100% of the proceeds do go directly to the shelter, and I know that the shelter will use it in the best manner possible.
Right. I know it's, completely volunteer supported. There's very little in terms of salary expense at the Quincy Animal Shelter. It's all about the volunteers, and any funds raised are very helpful for sure. So Celeste, how do folks get tickets for Saturday's event?
You can, one of the things you can do is go to quincyanimalshelter.org, and there is a link under events at quincyanimalshelter.org, and you can use that link to purchase tickets in advance. You may also go to the Quincy Animal Shelter website, not the website, beg your pardon, the Facebook page, where there will be a poster, and there is a QR code there. Aim your phone at that. That will take you to the very same link. And you can also come at the door at 8 Adams Street, the Quincy Historical Society, plenty of parking behind. And you can come in and pay at the door as well.
Okay, very good. And it's $20 in advance, 25 at the door, right?
Absolutely, with a little reception afterwards, which we hope will give everybody a chance to speak with Dave and speak with our volunteers and people like Sandra, who I know is coming.
Of course.
And
Yeah.
we're re really looking forward to this event.
So in this, Celeste, this is we didn't say it, but I just assumed acoustic guitar, right?
Yes, a classical guitar is both a style of playing and an acoustic instrument. The
Okay.
really only difference between that and the guitar that most people are familiar with is that it's strung with nylon strings.
Oh.
So a slightly different sound. It's actually very familiar once people see it. Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that. I've heard that.
Sure. Okay, so again, it is again, just to recap for folks, it's Saturday, March 8th at 3 p.m. at the Adams Academy building. And it is a concert in your living room, featuring classical veteran concert guitarist Dave McClellan at 3 p.m. How long does the event run, Celeste?
A little bit over an hour.
Okay. All right, very good. And then lingering afterwards, right?
Absolutely, please.
Okay, anything else we should let folks know about?
This seems to cover.
I just want to add that I have been very fortunate to be at the shelter when Celeste is serenading our animals, and it is really wonderful. It's just very beautiful. And
You're too kind. Thank you.
I love music, but I am not, I don't have know anything about classical guitar music, but it's really beautiful to listen to. So aside from, going to support the shelter, I just really think this is going to be a very lovely event, and like I said, something different, besides our bake sales and things like that. I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope that anyone watching will come and join us on Saturday.
Absolutely. And Celeste, will you bring your guitar and play with Dave?
No, I'll stick to the animals for the time being.
Okay, very good. Thank you both. I hope you have a great event on Saturday, and we look forward to speaking with you as you prepare to move into your new shelter.
Thank you so
Thanks for
much.
having us.